Blog Talk Radio.
Pancakes and Power Slams, 11 p.m. Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio, featuring weekly interviews from WWE, NXT, Impact Wrestling, Ring of Honor, Lucha Underground, and NWA. Join us live every Tuesday at www.blogtalkradio.com/pancakesandpowerslams. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/pancakesandpowerslams.
now it's time to turn it up. Surf the radio waves as we begin to burn it up. We all up in your area like landscape, definitely bringing you the power slamming pancakes. It's the mandate that you tune in. It's time to move out so we can move in and recognize that this is no illusion. I'm here to clear the air so that there is no confusion. It all started off in the book of Genesis when Jacob was wrestling with who he thought was his nemesis. And when the man saw he couldn't overpower him, he touched his hip but he really could have devoured him. And from that point, then we hear a name change, rearrange the game, so now we gotta change. So I'm here to let you know it's time to listen to the Pancake and Power Slam Show. Let's go! Turn it up, turn it up. It's the Pancake and Power Slam. Turn it up, turn it up. It's the Pancake and Power Slam. Turn it up, turn it up. It's the Pancake and Power Slam Show. Turn it up, turn it up. It's the Pancake and Power Slam. Turn it up, turn it up. It's the Pancake and Power Slam. Turn it up, turn it up. It's the Pancake and Power Slam Show. Turn it up.
You are now listening to the Pancakes and Power Slam Show by Crave Wrestling on Blog Talk Radio. Be sure to follow Crave Wrestling on Twitter at Crave Wrestling and join the Facebook fan page Crave Wrestling.
Episode 396, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Pancakes and Power Slam Show. I am Chris Featherstone. Follow us at Crave Wrestling on Twitter and join the Facebook fan page Crave Wrestling. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm a, I'm loyal to the show. I'm gonna tough through it. I have I've been battling a huge migraine all day long. So the left side of my head feel like it's splitting. So we'll ride along and have some fun and do what we can. You know, I still got to have a weekly wrestler on the show. So we'll do the best we can and have some fun. I need to feed off the energy off of from PNP Nation today because my head is splitting wide open. So we're going to have some fun regardless. We're going to make this happen. And we are going to have some fun with this guest that's on the show. I got something to say. When the shoulders are down, 1, 2, 3, the only one standing is my posse and me. Yo, baby, yo, baby, yo. PN News, how are you tonight, sir?
Hey, how's it going, Chris, man? Sorry you're not feeling so well, buddy.
Man, I appreciate it. It started like last night, and, just earlier today, I mean, it was just like it just started splitting, and so now like my left eye feels like somebody's like poking into it, and it's just the left side of my head is just splitting open. But we're gonna have some fun regardless.
You got left side of your left side of your head is getting bombarded by whatever it is from the migraines there, and now I'm gonna just take over the right side of your head if you don't mind for
there,
a while.
Yeah. I'll cater to your side because that's the fun side, obviously, because the left side right now is no joke. So
I hear you, bro.
Yeah, but we're gonna have some fun regardless, and we're gonna do this. So how's life been? I think it's been about 3 years since you've been on the show.
Yeah, I think the last time I spoke to you guys, I was over in Austria at the time, or Germany, or somewhere like that. And it's been quite a while. And now I'm back stateside, just chilling out and enjoying life in America again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, November 23rd, 2016. So almost.
Oh, 2016. Oh, no. I was already stateside, but yeah, that's still, oh my gosh. I'd just come back stateside at that time. I'd been over in Europe pretty much since 2011 again, or 2010 or something like that. So back and forth.
There?
I was just wrestling over there for independent wrestling promoters. And, of course, my daughter's European. My daughter comes, her mother was Austrian or is Austrian.
Okay.
And so I enjoy spending a lot of time in Europe when I can. In fact, next month I'm heading back over to Europe. I'm a new granddad, so I'm pretty excited about that. And yeah, a little boy. And yeah, I'm going to go back over. I'm going to go see a couple wrestling shows while I'm over, to one in Hanover, Germany. But I'm not going to partake right now. My mind says I can still do it, but my body says, hey, what are you thinking about? Just the body's a little bit like your left side of your brain right now.
Yeah, just like,
you know, it wants to and it's dedicated, but yeah, you know, it's better left for the younger kids.
Yeah, indeed. So you in the Indies, you go back to your old character, Cannonball Grizzly, right?
Oh yeah, mostly over there I do Cannonball Grizzly, and if I am over in England, I also wrestle as under multiple different names, whether it be PN News or the Avalanche PN News or the Two-Ton American Avalanche. Yeah, I'm probably one of the guys that uses the most. Still uses a lot of different wrestling names when he does get out there on the circuit.
Yeah. Now, I do want to bring up the issue of African-American wrestlers. And recently there's been a big buzz about Jordan Miles with his tweets and you know, saying that WWE is a fraud and really expressing his feelings on, you know, the quote unquote fraud of, you know, of WWE and wrestling, and really stemmed from the shirt that went out that he didn't approve of. So, well, he actually, well, and WWE sent the message, said that he did approve of it, but he was saying that there's an email and things like that. Now, based on your experience, what do you think that African American wrestlers were treated differently in your experience than Caucasian wrestlers?
Gosh, you know, it's not. I suppose because there's always been less African Americans in professional wrestling than there has white and Caucasian Americans or in the industry. It could look like it was different. In the time I was with WCW, there was obviously some pressures. When I started with the PN News gimmick, there was the Johnny B. Bad issue. I remember one day I was in Topeka, Kansas, and I was sitting there. I walked through the dressing room, and it was like there was Ron Simmons and Abdullah the Butcher and a few other guys that were there for TVs, you know, because back in those days we did those, you know, we filmed the TVs 4 weeks at a time, you know. And Abby pulled me into the dressing room and goes, hey, man, what color are you? And I said, well, I said, be honest with you, Abby, I'm a little bit of everything. And he goes, you let the Ku Klux Klan tell you what color you are, you know. And then there was a pursuing conversation, and we were going on in that. And, you know, I suppose there was a difference at the time. I don't think there's anything. I don't think it's that broad as it used to be. And I think there was a big push at the time, because then I recall them putting the belt on Ron, right? I don't know if that was an attempt to appease people or whatever, but I mean, don't get me wrong, I believe Ron deserved a shot at that belt. Ron is the most intense person, I mean, as an athlete and everything like that. He's probably one of the most impressive athletes I've ever worked with in all my life, you know. So I've had this conversation with the likes of Ice Train and some of these other guys, and Yeah, there was, but I mean, because I'm so far removed from the industry right now, I don't see the issue being huge like it was then.
Gotcha.
But maybe the fact that I'm so far removed, maybe I just can't even see it, you know?
Sure. Yeah,
I hope that helps.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Now, from your experience, did you see it more in the executive arena? Did you see it in the bookers?
I would definitely say if there was something really there, it would have been coming from an executive perspective, because
okay.
I don't think the average wrestler really looked into anything about the race. We just went out there. I mean, I just went out there and got paid, man. I just I was hoping to get any issues I had with like the likes of WCW. I don't feel that stemmed from racism. I think it's stemmed from different ignorances, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me. I don't know.
Yeah. Now, who was in charge when you were there? Was it Herd or was Herd out?
Yeah, when I got there, it was Herd. Herd was in charge, and he was on his way out. Dusty, so when I got hired, they'd hired Dusty as the booker in January. And then Herd, I think, got removed around, I think it might have been like May or June. I think Kip Fry was already the temporary. He was like running the thing as the head of the company. Kip Fry was doing it. That was right. That was before they brought in Jim Watts.
Gotcha. Yeah. Now, how was your communication with Watts?
I was already gone. Like I said, they brought in Jim Watts. So I was winding up. They didn't bring in Watts until I was finishing with my contract. I mean, like I said, the prejudices happening that happened there with there was a whole story going on about there was money being stolen out of the dressing rooms, and I was on a tour of England. Somehow the whole thing got pinned on me, even though I, you know, some of my money got stolen out of my wrestling bag. And that's how the whole, I mean, as far as I know, that was how the whole, that's kind of how my career ended up finishing in the WCW, you know? And the fact that it didn't happen, it really doesn't matter, because as you look at things, people can believe whatever they want. It still doesn't make it a fact, or it doesn't make it
true.
Sure. And I have no bitterness about it, but I just, that told me, and for me, the prejudice there wasn't, I don't think it was a color one. I just think it was somebody jealous because the PN News gimmick was getting over to a certain extent. And if somebody was afraid of their position, or just somebody backstabbing, just the way wrestlers do, where the industry is entertainment after all. And everybody's own ego is going to be, I'm the best anyway, but how can I further my career and get this guy out of the way, you know?
Speaking of Ice Train is right now in the chat, man. He said,
no, he's
on
really?
Yeah, he's on the chat right
what's
now.
Up there, buddy? Yeah, no, he's been working with me recently. Train was I talked to him. I've been working on getting myself a little bit, getting back to a good fitness. And back in the 90s, Train did a lot of work with me. He helped me get my bench press moving up forward, and really taught me how to work the weights a little bit different. He got me in some crazy shape, man. That guy's he's a genius when it comes to working out. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, man, he still looks like a machine. So
amazing. And the thing is I'm jealous because the guy's older than I am.
Yes, yeah,
only by about 5 minutes though, but he's always going to be older than me. Thank goodness, huh?
Yes, he is. That's like an older twin. You know what I mean? No matter what,
I'm
still old.
Oh, I'll tell you what. We used to run, so we ran pretty hard when we were over in Germany together, Germany and Austria. We had a lot of good times, Train and I.
Nice. Yeah, that's awesome, man. It's cool that the Ice Train's in the chat. I had him on the show about a couple weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago. And
excellent.
Yeah, so we had some good discussion, too. So he's a cool dude, man. I appreciate him supporting the show and jumping on the chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So you were television champion.
Mm-hmm.
Who came? So kind of journey. Kind of take us through that as far as, you know, what was that? Who made the decision to put the belt on you? Was it long term?
Oh, I never got the television. I never made the television title. They had it. When I was there, it was the same time when Steve Austin came into town, basically. And they ended up putting that television title pretty quickly on him. And I ended up doing some small little feuds with him. And I remember doing a big television title TV match with him. And it went, it was TV time remaining or whatever it was. And we ended up doing, we had the draw. We had the TV time remaining draw then. I call that. We did some house show matches, and if I'm not mistaken, wasn't he involved in that fiasco in Baltimore too? That scaffold match we did there.
Yeah,
I think he was in that one too. So we did a couple matches. He was a tremendous talent back in those days. Very a little bit greener than I was, but a tremendous, tremendous talent. I mean, obviously made a lot of money afterwards, didn't he?
Yeah. That scaffold match, man. What a terrible concept.
It was just like, I mean, I was like a deer in the headlights when they told us they wanted us to do it, it was going to be like a normal scaffold match. But when they booked the match, they forgot to order any scaffolding for the arena. So then the backstage people they rigged up the whole that whole scaffolding, but it ended up being like 3 stories above the ring.
Yeah.
And all I can just remember Dusty coming back to us and going, and it's me and Bobby and we're all just sitting there and we're going, "You listen, guys, we got a problem," and he explained the thing about the scaffolding. And that was when, you know, we can't expect anybody to drop from the scaffolding because of the danger. And Bobby's like, right away, "I'll do it. I got no problem doing it." And I kind of looked at him. I'm like, "I mean, are you serious?" And it was just more respect and more power to Bobby. But that's when Dusty came up with the flags on each side of the ring. And I mean, that to this day, that is, I get asked about that match a lot, but it's not something I really. I don't want that to be my legacy.
Yes. Oh, man. Yeah, that was something else. Yeah, that was. I remember watching it as a kid, and I was like, "What in the world is this?" Like, it just even threw me off. You know.
I think that if you would have looked closely at my face, I think I had that same thought in my mind when I was. There.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it showed with the competitors for sure. So, and I do apologize. I think I wanted you to be television champion at that time. You never won. You did win.
Well, I appreciate it.
Year, right? Yeah.
Well, hey, you know what? If I was television champ in one person's mind at the time, it makes it all worth it.
There you go. There you go. You
now,
did win Rookie of the Year, right?
Yeah, Rookie of the Year was what they gave me for as a consolation for not giving me the belt or anything like that. But I mean, I did it. That year I did work against when we did go over to England. I worked against Rude for the U.S. title, and I worked against Luger for the U.S. title. or not for the U.S. title, but the world title.
I was getting
non-televised title matches with the champions back in those days. So it was a short run, but it had its ups and downs.
Nice. Well, Paul, we're going to have you back on, man. I really want to keep chopping it up with you, but, you know, my migraine is saying otherwise.
Hey, Chris, all you do is get yourself better. I'd be more than happy to come back on another time. I'll tell you what, you want to it'll be a nice, clean show. I promise you, keep it clean. You want to get me and Ice Train on here together. Maybe we can tell you some funny stories about Europe sometime.
I'll hit you up, and I'll hit up Train too and see how we can
all
do
right,
that.
Buddy.
I really would love to do that. So I appreciate you spending chatting with me tonight, man.
All right, man. God bless and get better, man.
Thank you so much. God bless you as well. Bye bye.
Have a good one. Bye.
Yeah, that sounds great. Train, if you're still in the chat, let me know. We're gonna have both of y'all on to talk some stories, some WCW and beyond. So, all right, guys. So this is going to be, as I said before, a very shortened show. My migraine is beating me up right now. So we're going to press through. We're going to get through the content. We've got some headlines. We've got some crown jewel predictions, and for those who didn't check out the kind of pop-up post Raw interview I had with JTG about Jordan Miles is also on the Crave Wrestling YouTube page, so go check that out. It was really, really fun and exciting. Had a really good time with JTG last night. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, let's get into it. You know what time it is, so let's jump right into it. Again, appreciate everybody coming on with me tonight. Definitely got to feed off the energy of the PNP Nation because it has been tough today. So appreciate all your help. Good night, Train. Let me know, man. Let me know if you're interested in making that happen. I'll hit up both of y'all. I'll contact both of y'all so we can make that happen and have some fun with that. All right. So let's get that together. Okay. I appreciate that, Train. I sure will. I'll hit you up. We'll contact. We'll get that together, and I'll have you and PN News on the show. Sounds good. All right. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is. It is time for It's time for the headlines. Here we go. All right, let's get right into it. So we got old Jordan Miles. So, like I said, last night I had a live with JTG, the bulk of that is on the show last night. So, For those, check that out. It has more detail. But Jordan Miles did post a tweet. He did post a tweet, kind of like an apology tweet. It's clear that he met with some people. He met with some people and he tweeted. So this is what his tweet says. He says, "My tweets yesterday were completely disrespectful and unprofessional. I have offended a ton of people and used anger to fuel me. With that being said, I'd like to take this time to state an apology, maybe? It says apologize for not giving an S about what others think about me. The anger I have inside me has been built up for years now. Call me what you want, but you'll never, ever be able to call me fake. I've been lied to, used, and often treated by others who are viewed as associates. I've tiptoed around, kept quiet, even took some L's when necessary. Mostly charged up due to the shirt, which triggered past emotions. So that's the hurt that JTG and I were talking about. I'm never going to be sorry for being me, nor will I take back my words. I'm the professional wrestler in the world and universe today. Maybe the best? Darn. My ribs are touching and I'm tired of waiting. Time to snatch plates from those that have been eating far too long and always get seconds while guys like myself have to eat crumbs for the floor like an unwanted child. For 4 years, I gave my all to a promotion, only to find out that you could only reach so high just as long as you didn't surpass certain people. I never begged for anything. I never kissed no A, nor did rub elbows with the right people to get ahead. I hustled, worked hard. I didn't call Hunter every day to get booked in New Japan. Shout out to New Japan. Looks like he's trying to get a job there. I earned it. I've always wanted to be the guy, and if no one will allow me, this is on Instagram, Mo. If no one will allow me to be in that spot, I shall blaze my own trail to that spot, whether it be the approval of others or not. Today I shall continue to go the distance. I shall lead moving forward. Today I shall rise up from the past ashes like a dark phoenix and promote change in this industry. Remember these words. I am the best in the world, and no man or woman will stop me from being honest. Go the distance. Hashtag miles ahead. Hashtag for the culture. So that is the Instagram post. Kind of an apology, but not really. So don't know exactly. I don't know exactly what. Yeah, the motive is with that, but it does seem like he's trying to get some opportunities to go to New Japan, which he did good in New Japan. So, I'd imagine that he'll have a nice spot there. But again, it's like we were talking about yesterday with JTG. It's just one of those things. You're just going to have to know how to play the game. You know, it's really what it boils down to. You just got to know how to play the game and know what it's all about and know that that is something that has been an issue for quite some time. This is nothing new. This is something that I'd imagine that he knew of and knew about within the industry. So, yeah, I definitely encourage him to still be very careful with the venting that he does on social media, because even if he deletes it, he can never delete it. So, once again, for those who are joining right now, thank you for being a part of the show. I have a bad migraine right now. So I'm going to tough it out as much as I can, make it happy. You know, I'd do it for you. So I'm here and I'm just had PN News on the show. That was fun. From right here, my left side all the way back, it's like splitting, like especially like right here. It's just splitting right now. So what's up, Lexi? Good to have you on the show. So we'll do as much as we can. We'll go through some, we'll do some Raw and SmackDown grades. And then we'll do some Crown Jewel We'll do some crown jewel predictions and a few Ask Chris questions, and we'll wrap it up tonight, guys. All right, so got an exclusive from Jinder Mahal. I reached out to Jinder Mahal. Jinder Mahal had contacted me. He said he'll be back earliest the beginning of the year. So Royal Rumble return. It's interesting that he actually got chosen to be on the Raw. He wasn't a free agent, so I found that to be interesting. Royal Rumble return, perhaps. We'll see. So, yeah, he had knee surgery a few months ago, and so best wishes for him in that process, and hopefully he recovers on pace. So, all right. So let's talk about some Raw and SmackDown. Give me your grades for Raw and SmackDown, guys. Again, any more Ask Chris questions, go ahead and send them over my way. Send them my way. Hashtag Ask Chris. Also, give me your Raw and SmackDown grades. I haven't seen Power yet. I was going to see it, Mo, before the show, but I took a long, warm shower because I heard I studied this on research, and they said that that helps alleviate migraines. And so I was in the shower for a long time. And I tried to take a nap, but I couldn't because my head was hurting so bad. So I was laying down in the dark in my room before I came down to my studio and trying to relieve as much as this migraine as I possibly can to be on the show tonight. So haven't seen neither of those yet, and most likely I will see them tomorrow during the day. So thank you, Mo. Hope you get better, he says. Ryan, C minus Raw. First, C minus for SmackDown, D plus for Raw. D plus for Raw. Let me see. Was Raw that bad? Was Raw that bad? Kabuki Warriors solidifying their heel turn. I'm a big R-Truth fan, but it seemed like, I can tell that they're pushing Buddy Murphy. I don't know how I feel about that. The Street Profits in-ring promo. The Street Profits is one of my favorite gimmicks in all of professional wrestling right now. C plus for Raw, Mo says. The Humberto Carrillo, AJ Styles. You can tell that Paul Heyman's trying to push, new people. But, and then the end of it was just awful. I mean, absolutely awful. Yeah, I think D minus is pretty good because that ending was terrible, especially for that to be the main segment, but the final segment, that was absolutely terrible. Raw D, SmackDown D minus for Lexi. Lexi's asking, I've heard that different talking heads are not touching the ACH conversation because they do not feel qualified. They aren't black. Why do you think people are afraid to be opinionated? They're afraid to be opinionated, Lexi, because they don't want to lose your job. So that's probably why. Because the thing is, there are certain people who they'll keep. Like they kept Luke Harper, they kept him throughout his contract. Because they figured, he could be an asset still, somewhere else. And then you have other people like, Sean Spears, who wasn't too much of an asset in WWE, so they let him go. So, the people who aren't saying anything, most likely they're like, man, I don't think that I'll get like this type of money anywhere else. And they probably won't. They probably won't go to AEW or... As far as, unless you go hard in the indies, which you have to do your own booking, you don't have the machine behind you, you're not going to get the same money as you do in the WWE. Can everybody go to AEW and get the same money? So, so they're keeping it hush. So, that's the reason why they're not doing anything on it. So, typically the ones who say something about it are either the former names who don't really care about coming back or not, or like JTG, he was open about it, but he knew how to play the game. He put a spin on it, you know. And so, you know, we started the FTC last night, the Florida Culture faction. So, he knows how to spin it. He knows, he knows what to say and how to make money from it. And that's how Vince is. You know, whatever happens is, if we can make money out of it, you know, so be it. I mean, look at the Matt Hardy and Lita situation. You know what I mean? They made money off of that, so they were able to do it. You know what I mean? So there's been plenty of angles throughout history, you know, throughout WWE over the past 25 years that were legit angles, but, you know, Vince made money out of it, so it worked. So, all right. So that being said, guys, let's get into some crown jewel predictions. So, man, I've stormed 40 minutes so far. Man, I didn't know I could do that much. See, like I said, if I feed off y'all's energy, I'm gonna get a little better. So, because it's hurting to talk right now, actually. Thank you for another Ask Chris question, Lexi, and I will address it. Lexi, am I the only person who has noticed the crap booking AEW has done with Sean Spears? It seems like they pushed him as a defector from WWE just to book him in the same manner. Yeah, you know what? I will talk about that, Ryan. The Flavor of the Week is the most controversial African-American moments in pro wrestling, and I'm going to have y'all say them. And that's one of them, Ryan. We actually talked about that last night, too, with JTG. Lonzo, what's going on, man? You missed PN News, and we just got finished talking about Jordan Miles. All right, so, and Alonzo, I have a ridiculous migraine right now, so it's hurting me to even talk. So, feeding off y'all's energy and, gonna make it happen for next few minutes. We're going to review Crown Jewel, and then we're going to talk about the Flavor of the Week, and then we're going to wrap it up for today. So, okay, so Lexi. Yeah, you know, I've noticed that too. Thanks, Alonzo. He says, Jax, you're a trooper for still doing this show tonight then. Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate that a lot. Like I said, I do it for you, man. Not missing a Tuesday. 7.5 years I've missed less than a handful of Tuesdays, but the show has still went on with guest host and co-host and things like that. So, not missing it. I think that was AEW's angle, Lexi. I think that was their angle at first. We saw that with Cody Rhodes destroying the throne. Sean Spears was getting booked as a defector. And it seems like the more AEW is kind of trying to find their still their identity, they've kind of done away with Spears being a main event guy. Because to be honest with you, as much as I loved his Perfect 10 gimmick, making him a heel, the Tully Blanchard thing was a good idea. I like that dynamic. But I guess they're just realizing he's not a big draw. So I don't know if they're going to keep trying to make him one, but it doesn't seem like one yet. Yes, I am still in contact in a way. They're still reporting my stuff. We left amicably. I left amicably, Alonzo. Thank you for asking that. All right, so let's do some Crown Jewel. If there's not any more Ask Chris questions, let's do some Crown Jewel predictions. It'll be this Thursday. So you got Team Hogan versus Team Flair. Team Hogan has Reigns, Rusev, Ricochet, Shorty, and Ali. Team Flair has Orton, Corbin, Lashley, Nakamura, and McIntyre. I'm going for Team Hogan here. I think it's a feel-good moment for the Saudi Arabia crowd. That's kind of what they're probably going to want to do with that. Strowman versus Fury. Now, this is going to be interesting. Now, Tyson Fury is actually interested in coming back to WrestleMania if his schedule permits. So there's a way, there's the part of me saying if they're really trying to solidify this WrestleMania deal, he's going to win like at Crown Jewel for them to reset him and Strowman, which I'm not a fan of at all, of course, but they're booking Strowman terribly. But if they're working on this WrestleMania deal, I can see him winning. Brock Lesnar versus Cain Velasquez. Brock Lesnar. I got Brock Lesnar winning that one. Or it might be a screwy finish. Might be like a DQ or something like that to keep it going. I can see that. Something like a DQ. The tag team turmoil. You know what? I was thinking the same thing, though. They're doing what they're doing with Big Show, just use them for celebrity fights. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing with that. As far as the tag team turmoil, I can see the Viking Raiders winning that one. They're really doing some huge things with them. If it was up to me, it would be the New Day, but I can see the Viking Raiders winning that one. Rollins versus Wyatt. Match cannot be stopped for any reason. False count anywhere. Rollins, because if Bray Wyatt wins, he would have to, if Bray Wyatt wins, both major titles would be on SmackDown. So, Wyatt's not going to win. Doesn't make sense. Is it a matter of the title being exclusive or the person being exclusive? I don't think the title is exclusive. They haven't booked it that way. They haven't booked the title being exclusive to a brand. So since that's not the case, Wyatt is exclusive to SmackDown. So if he won, you would have both world champions on SmackDown, which wouldn't make sense. So by that logic, Rollins will win. So you have the Battle Royal. You have Sunil Singh, Mojo Rawley, Eric Rowan, R-Truth, Sin Cara, I think Bray will win because anything that happens doesn't count for kayfabe. Yeah, see, the thing is again, it's like I can see Bray winning, but he's, like I said, he's exclusive to SmackDown. I don't think the title is exclusive. I think the person's exclusive. They've never sold the title being exclusive anywhere. So, yeah. But if it's not exclusive, I can see Bray winning. But if it is exclusive, which they haven't booked it as being exclusive, that means that by default, Seth will win. So the 20-man Battle Royal, you got Sunil Singh, Mojo Rawley, Eric Rowan, R-Truth, Sin Cara, The Brian Kendrick, Titus O'Neil, Tony Nese. Wrestling Forever, Team Hogan is going to win, brother. Titus O'Neil, another Titus World Slide. Tony Nese, Kira Tozawa, Shelton Benjamin, Apollo Crews, Buddy Murphy, Andrade, Drake Maverick, Eric Young, Luke Harper, Cedric Alexander, Heath Slater, Humberto Carrillo, and No Way Jose. Oh, yeah, by the way, Mansoor is going to beat Cesaro. that's his moment. That's his moment, like he won the greatest Royal Rumble the last time, because that's his hometown. As far as it has to be a baby face, since AJ's the champ. So I would say out of that list, I can definitely see Cedric Alexander winning. Either Cedric or Humberto Carrillo, but I can see Cedric winning. And I think AJ Styles keeps the title, though. So those are my thoughts on Crown Jewel. Hashtag Ask Chris for any questions. We're going to wrap it up, though. Let's do Flavor of the Week in part.
It is now time for the Flavor of the Week.
Again, thank every single person for I'm very sore. I have a splitting migraine, so it's been getting to me all day, and it even hurts to talk right now. So I can't even go to sleep because when I was laying down, it would hurt so bad. So hashtag ask Chris for any questions so they can stand out. Thank you, Wrestling Forever. So the Flavor of the Week this week is going to be you guys talk about controversial African American moments. Do I like NXT or AEW more? Good question, Alonzo. This is week. We've had 4 weeks of the war. I think I had it, or I think we had 5 weeks of the war. I think I had it, this will be week five, I think. I think I had it 3-1 NXT, I think. Maybe 2-2. So far, I've been enjoying NXT more than AEW. So, yeah. Ooh, Wrestling Forever. All right, so let's jump into the Flavor of the Week. Here we go.
It is now time for the Flavor of the Week.
All right, you get another one for that. I kind of watch NXT UK. I follow with it, but not all the time. I watch the takeovers though. All right. Let's see. DX accusing. So let's talk about the WrestleMania 19 Booker T losing. Unfortunately, that was very, very odd. So I think there was a lot. I think it was a storyline that was kind of interesting, but the setup to it was terrible. I was not a fan of that at all. So I think what they should have done is that they should have had Booker T win. Now, if they were going to use all the racial stuff, use it to lead up to Booker T having this moment, having this comeuppance, having this time, you know, despite all the odds, this is what I experienced when I was, you know, growing up, things like that. I finally got a chance to defy the odds and win the world championship. So that's what they should have done, but Triple H won, even doing that controversial Raw segment. So that was stupid. So still to this day, It's funny because Triple H beating Book and Triple H Sting are two of the worst finishes ever. So in WrestleMania history. Lexi says, I think Lashley and Lana storyline is a very controversial storyline. It depicts the stereotypical black man chasing with a white woman and resorting to devious tactics to obtain her, which is lying. Very interesting. Very interesting. I hate to be Rusev in this angle, though. I think it's a terrible angle. I mean, a terrible angle. It's funny because at the end of Raw, I paid attention, and right before they went off air, someone was like, "This is weird." Someone yelled from the crowd that, and I was like, "That pretty much says it all." I agree with that 100%, because it was very weird, definitely very weird. Lonzo was asking, other than The Rock, who do you think has been the most successful black wrestler of all time? Kofi Kingston's been successful. He's won the Intercontinental title, the United States champion multiple times for gold. He's a tag team champion, the longest tag team champion in WWE history. And he's a world champion. He's a Grand Slam champ. People kind of sleep on that. But Kofi Kingston is one of the most decorated champions, one of the most decorated WWE stars of all time. Now, my favorite black wrestler is Booker T. And I would say, been world champ, Intercontinental, U.S. tag team. So, I would say Hall of Fame wise, main event talent, Booker T would be there, but I would also say Kofi Kingston. Yes, big Jay Lethal fan. Big Jay Lethal fan. What other Wrestling Forever saying, how about Crime Time and maybe now Street Profits? Now, he broke his arm, I believe, Mo. Very sad, yeah. It takes him out of Final Battle, most likely, which is like the biggest ROH pay-per-view of the year. Now, Crime Time and Street Profits, I think maybe stereotypical. I wouldn't say controversial, because Crime Time was pretty over. And like I said, Wrestling Forever, check out yesterday's video. I had a live with, I was live with JTG. And we talked about the Jordan Miles situation. So, I would say that was something that they kind of made up. Street Profits, I don't know who gave that to them, but it's working. I mean, Street Profits is one of the most over, one of the most over teams, personalities, gimmicks, right now. Mo says Crime Time is more a thug look to it. Street Profits is more of a party type team. Yeah. Yeah. They're like jovial thugs in the sense. But Street Profits is just like party, you know? A lot like Private Party. They're the WWE version of Private Party, which I like both of them. So, I do hear this sign Jake Atlas. He would be the only current male openly gay pro wrestler in WWE. Yeah, okay, here's my thing. Okay, look. You know, I'm a unashamed Romans 1:16 Christian. And the Bible leads me and guides me. Look, if that's your choice of orientation, okay. But it's like, are you good in the ring? You know what I mean? Like, are you good in the ring? That's the biggest thing. You know what I mean? Like, you're putting all these things as far as who this person is, you know. Okay, if Jake Atlas is good in the ring, if he can get over it, if he can draw money, then that's what makes me interested. Simple as that. You know, so if you can't draw, it don't matter who you are. You know what I mean? Like, it don't matter if you're openly gay. It don't matter if you're black. It doesn't matter if you're white. It doesn't matter if you're whatever. Like, if you can't draw, if you can't draw my interest, I'm not interested in you. So if you can wrestle, that's what I'm interested in. So yeah, I've heard some good things about Jake Atlas, as far as in the ring. But you know, you can be good in the ring as much as you know. You can be good in the ring forever, but you know, can you draw money? Do I care about you drawing money? Do I care about your gimmick? You know. So them saying first this, last this, openly this. Okay. Do you draw money? So you know, that's where the that's what it's all about. It's all about the character. It's all about drawing money. So yeah. Ryan's asking, what do you think of Bobby Lashley's storyline? Ron, do you see this demoting or demeaning? Lashley is a black man demining. Lashley is a black man in an interracial couple, along with the aspect of cheating on your partner. I think the whole storyline is stupid. I don't know. I think Lashley's being used to, because he's a big, huge name, you know, to feud with Rusev, but this is just a terrible storyline. This is one of the worst of all time. So I'm not interested in the storyline. The storyline is absolute trash, and I hope it goes away. And it's making Lashley, it's diminishing Lashley more and more. It's absolutely horrible. So. All right, is that all you have as far as African-American controversial storylines? So let me know. Otherwise, we're going to wrap it up so I can get this migraine taken care of. So, and I appreciate, again, guys, I really appreciate you coming through tonight and having some fun with me. This would have been much harder. This would have been much, much harder if it wasn't for you all hanging out and having fun with me. So I need to get this migraine taken care of. You can tell that I'm not as excited because my head hurts. So I got to get this migraine together. So, but I appreciate everybody. Yes, I'm come by your support. I've seen your post about your headache. Yeah, I appreciate it. Be blessed and get well, Chris. I appreciate it, Lexi. Hey, guys. Hey, look. Donate if you can. I appreciate it. It really helps the site. Also, like, comment, subscribe, share. Let's continue to build this PNP Nation. Like, build it huge. Wrestling Forever is new. Everybody give Wrestling Forever some love. You are a new member of the PNP Nation, so join us every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. I have a wrestler every single week on the show, so thanks, Alonzo. I appreciate that, man, very, very much. So I appreciate it. So, all right, guys. So we're gonna say good night. Yes, thumbs up the video. Okay, get well soon. Take some aspirin. Take care of yourself. I'll be praying for you. Hey, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate it much, 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 much. All right, guys. On behalf of 396 episodes, we are 4 weeks away from the 400th episode. Isn't that pretty cool? So, you guys, the PNP Nation, man, y'all made my night tonight because I was like, man, Lord. It's going to be tough, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to tough through it. So I had two podcasts during the night. This live one tonight, and I recorded one a few hours ago about I had some exclusive information about the Kirk Franklin information. TBN sent me a released a statement. They sent me a statement about that. So I released that and podcast about that. So check out my Vision United podcast as well. Go to youtube.com/Chris Featherstone, my actual name. So, all right, guys, I'm going to head out and get this migraine taken care of. I hope you all have a great night. We'll be back prayerfully in full force, ready to go. Bring back all the laughs, all the glitz and the glamour, all the fun next week. So I appreciate y'all hanging out with me tonight. You guys were awesome as always. Until next week, enjoy your week of wrestling. God bless, and always remember, I do it for you. Have a good night, everybody. Hit that thumbs up. Peace.